Hi, this is the Finish Shop, Robbie, and we are going to discuss about some interview tips and how to deal with your form DS-160 when you're coming to the United States. As you know, for those who got approved on the H1, for example, or those who are applying for B1 or F1 visa, there will be an interview at the U.S. Embassy talking about how to basically where they will be questioning you in order to give you your visa. There are many questions that can come up, but this podcast will be focusing on some of the major things that you have to pay attention to when you're dealing with those interviews. For one, you have to reach there on time. There will be fingerprinting that would be done prior to even starting the interview. Make sure that you are polite when you're answering, and make sure that you're patient because in some places the lines are extremely long, and many places also, so U.S. embassies or U.S. consulate, they will give you a number, and you wait to be called on your number. Have your forms ready and have a printout of your copies of your forms or any documents that you need to bring with you. For example, if you have to bring birth certificate, make sure you're bringing an original. It's always good to have an extra copy with you in case they want to photocopy, then you don't have to bother the adjudicator, the person at the council to give them a hard time so that they move fast. And also there's a form DS-160 made. Make sure you fill that properly. For instance, if you overstayed or there's some unlawful presence prior. Don't forget to mention it. They can deny you on what we call to want to deny us, which is fraud and misrepresentation. So you want to avoid that. And make sure that you have your documents ready in a way that you can easily give it to the interviewer, because many times people have all the documents upside down, and then they're not able to find, for example, if they ask them for the marriage certificate, they don't know where they put it, and things like that. So what we recommend is to have something like an accordion folder where you label the documents you're bringing with you. And you need to also make sure that the documents you're providing are genuine documents. I repeat that. Do not bring fake
documents.
It is better not to have any document. Rather than bringing any fake documents. We have seen situations where people will provide bank statements, for example. But those bank statements are not real. Or the bank don't exist. Or they just put the money for a few days, and if this is discovered, this is going to create problems.
There's nothing wrong to borrow the money, but what is wrong is if it is just being done on the purpose to get the visa.
So it's very important that you know this. And also, you need to make sure that the interview goes smoothly for the officer, so that ultimately it doesn't happen. Having said that, you can be prepared all the way for the interviews and they still deny you. So unfortunately, many deniers, for example, you can have I-need to one for denials, especially on F1 or B1 visa, where they can basically find out that you had a prior intent to immigrate. So be very, very careful, and if you need help in preparation, give us a call at 514-285-887. This is being offered by the Curtis of Immunological Help, and everything we are telling you is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to the last solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Thank you so much. We'll be back with another podcast.